Vad gör du då, vi?
Hello, this is Red News Podcast. We've totally forgotten what number we're on, and we're in the car back with all the sellers after we've beaten Spurs 1-0. So, before we get to the game, what, in a couple of words, do we think of the transfer window so far? Nick?
I can't really complain, can you, to be fair? We've got most of the areas that we need. We still need a centre-half and possibly a keeper.
And a striker.
Certainly, well, yeah, certainly a striker. But it was nice to see Hernandez on the bench today, though, so I don't know what that's going to mean. I hope he stays. Quite like Hernandez. But I don't know, maybe a... Certainly a centre-half, because Blin looks a bit shaky, didn't he, today? And I think Rooney needs some help. It's quite apparent, isn't it, really, up front.
But the keeper situation's ongoing then, so have we done well there, or have we made a bit of a ricket leaving it delay that long?
I don't think that Romero is our number one. I think he's just...
He made some good saves, but I was a bit scared every time he came out of his box.
Yeah, I wasn't confident with him.
And someone thought he had short sleeves, and that's a no-no in the keepers, because Barthez wore short sleeves, and it's
he reminded me of Barthez at times. He did.
Which is not good. I don't want to go through a period where we're flapping over goalies as they
But
flap.
Why piss off Valdez? Why not just keep him?
Because he is a social human being, and he didn't fit in with the process. Whichever that means.
He's a better keeper than Romero, I would say.
Yeah, but even he looks shaky at Hull, so
yeah,
then we judge.
But he's just spent 2 years sat on his ass.
Right. Neither of them speak English, though, which has definitely got to be a problem, isn't it, really?
Yes.
So should we just never buy an Argentinian again?
Yeah, well, definitely.
But what about Haha? You like him?
No.
And he's taken Falcao's box behind the singing section.
Oh, really?
So they've shunted Falco off. Yeah. Rocco is sitting there with his missus.
Oh, I didn't see that.
So and they sit next to the blinds. So
what's
that's
with
quite cosy.
Why is he not playing?
I don't know.
He wasn't fit enough, was he?
Didn't he?
I see that.
Right, Di Maria.
Because he didn't renew his passport, did he?
Oh, that's
so he couldn't go to the pre-season tour.
What a normal man. Di Maria, good riddance, bye-bye.
But that's bizarre, isn't it? Why buy him and then...
You're not happy,
you're
not happy.
Yeah, just someone wanders around his garden and breaks into his house. It's not a reason to play shit for 6 months.
I don't think that I don't think he ever really wanted to come. I think if PSG had the ability to buy him last season, they would have done.
Yeah, exactly. But I thought he knuckles down at Madrid. He always, he's never the star player. He's happy working his arse off, but he never ever showed that. And I like him.
But he looks like a rat.
Yeah, but that's not... He just, when he was subbed, was it Sunderland? Do you think, how could you be putting in a performance like that? That's totally how I didn't see
but
his personality.
That's last season, he's gone, so,
I know, but you still... Yeah, but you can't... If United... Gary Neville called it hysteria that you start buying and selling players in this quantity. There has to be a calming down of our transfer.
Of course.
We can't just keep buying and then selling within a year, can
we? But we need a centre-back.
We needed that for 2 years.
Well, yeah. So, it's all very well and good.
Smalling was good today.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was. He made some very good tackles, but I thought his distribution was shocking.
His distribution's always shocking.
Passer, though,
but
he
led the line, and he was definitely trying to control them when they were playing offsides and that.
Mm.
I think him alongside an experienced... We all think there's more business to come, don't we?
Yeah. I think it's only going to be Pedro, though. I don't really see us signing it. I mean, I think Shaw by now said he wasn't going to go for another centre-half.
Yeah, but you can't chase Ramos... And then say,
and then get no one else.
We don't need anyone. Yeah,
yeah.
There has to be a plan B in this process.
Yeah. Well, the plan B is we need a proper centre back.
Do you like the way he says process?
No, it worries me.
So it was philosophy last season,
isn't it? Really?
And now it's a process.
We're both as bad as each other. You don't need a buzzword every time you speak. Pick different words. There are loads of them out there.
He couldn't say philosophy
beginning
when he's
P.
Got Jackson, so process is a little better.
So, right,
well, yeah.
To the game. We won.
Chic.
Workmanlike. Not many chances, a bit like last season.
There wasn't three, though. I think we were lucky that Spurs were a bit shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they had a chance in the first half that they should have put away. Went over.
Spurs were just Spurs, weren't they? That's what they do. They come, they try, they have a few chances, then they lose. Then they get in the Europa League again. Then they spend a lot of money. But I thought the positives, the fullbacks look good.
Yep. I'd say that was one of Shaw's best games.
He did play pretty well.
Darmian looked good.
He did.
I like the way he moves. I do. I think he's very good. Schneiderlin.
Yeah. He gave it away a couple of times, but he looks good.
He loves the slide tackle.
Yeah.
God, he loves the slide
Everyone
tackle.
Loves the slide tackle.
But he likes getting involved, which I thought was encouraging. He wanted to be in the mix right from the off, which I thought he didn't hide
good
from
good in
it.
The air as well.
But how do you fit him, Carrick, and Schweinsteiger?
Well, two of them are quite old and injury-prone, apparently.
Right.
So I think Schneiderlin...
What, so you rotate?
Yeah, Schneiderlin.
Yeah. Well, I think Carrick coming off today shows that that's the...
Yeah.
It's going to be between the two of them.
Side 30, though, aren't they? So
it's going to be between the two of them.
Yeah, I just wonder if there's going to be that game where he plays two of them and then just someone like Herrera or something just in front of him.
Yeah.
That'd be nice to see.
I hope Herrera gets in the side, but I like him.
Yes, but there are only small Spanish midfielders who are very tricky.
What, so you play one or t'other?
Well, I'm not saying you play one or the other, but there's only so many you can have in a team with it. If someone's going to come in and start kicking you, then you need a bit of...
But then you need... Right, so the chance is created. If he's thinking, and I can understand this, we've got a tough opening game, we need to just get the win after last season. Yeah. But you want to see more at Villa, you want to see an attacking...
Yes. Young was all right, but Young does what
Young
he does.
Was good. He got a lot of space in that first half.
So did Depay.
Yes.
Yeah. But he finds it, though. He looks like he was actually looking for the space, whereas other players were just sort of drifting around.
I'm sure in time he will come pretty good. Yeah,
he's got to get a relationship with Rooney, hasn't he?
Yeah, something like that.
And what do we think of Rooney then? And he's got to score 25 league goals.
Well, he should have scored for the goal.
Yeah.
So he did it on it. But he got lucky.
Yeah.
Other than that, he's...
Are you confident he'll get 25 goals?
No, not at all.
No.
He'll get about 18,
I think,
19.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be far away.
But that's a good return. Are we happy with that?
Well, it's only a good return.
As long as
his
Matt is
getting 15, 16 and everyone else is chipping in with 10. If your primary goal scorer isn't scoring over 20 goals, then you probably...
Are you happy with this system? The system,
That sounds said it all.
What do you want to see then?
I want to be entertained.
I want to see pace going forward.
I want to see good attack.
Not quick enough going forward. Depay's looks like he's got the pace, but Rooney's not the quickest of players, is he? But
he's not slow.
We get the ball, and we used to be so quick on the counter attack, and now it's just.
Well, how many times today did we get the ball and it opened up in front of us?
Yeah.
And there was one man who made a bit of a run and then looked round and went, oh, brilliant.
But that's why Depay is a good, hopefully, a good foil. I think that's a lot to take. He's still young. He's going to. You know, he's going to be like a nanny at the first years, and then hopefully do better. And I just want to see good, entertaining football at Old Trafford again. And you think there's moments where it's just treading water at times. Well, you're doing it okay, but I don't know.
I think it's going.
I'm being highly critical, I suppose. We're always negative on this. Come on, give us some happy thoughts.
We won.
Yes, that's a very happy
top six. Top of the league.
Oh yeah.
There you go. How much happiness do you want in
Chelsea play at 5:30?
Lots. I want a bit. Like, come on.
I've not really got too much else.
Positives. You're a dad.
Yes, I'm delighted over the moon with that. Thanks for everyone. That was quite emotional, everyone coming up before sold.
And everyone keep thinking I was Barney and giving me congratulations.
Really?
And saying, congratulations for the baby. Oh, cheers. I haven't had one, but thanks anyway. It's nice for the thought.
I'll hold that thought for when I do.
Someone actually gave me a teddy today, and I took it, and they actually let me into Old Trafford with a teddy. Wow. Imagine that. Could have been stuffed with anything.
You can give me a pat down.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah, we're right to remain silent, Teddy. Right, come on.
Positive.
Give us hope.
Well, the hope is...
I like the signings. So we've made 4 signings and we're happy with those.
Yes,
5
I'm
if you count Romero.
Schweinsteiger coming on was nice as well. I do like...
Happy with every signing that we've had this
year. I'm happy with the signings. There's none that I'm not happy with, but I think that we still need to do at least one more.
Yeah. And it's not ideal that a club like us should have to make so many signings
in one go.
In one go and still feel you need positions.
You feel like half half the team could be different with one team.
It worries me that Schweinsteiger looks a bit like Steve Bruce just before he became really fat. It's like he could be metamorphosising into those final stages and he'll have a really pot belly by the end of the season.
I very much doubt it. He is German and, you know...
What's that mean? That's a...
Well,
stereotype.
It's a massive stereotype, but I think
so what, he's
on
German.
On the fat
they're not
front,
fat in Germany.
Basically, on the fat front, I think we'll be fine.
So you're saying there's no fat people in Germany?
I'm not saying that. But he is from Bavaria.
Nick will know this. He loves German
a lot
football.
Of pork knuckle and stuff.
He actually goes home and his porn at night. German football, is it right, Nick?
I once watched the game of Hoffenheim versus Stuttgart and it finished 3-3 and it was the best thing that ever happened to me last season.
Jesus,
sorry,
that
no,
says how bad last
sorry,
season
it was under
was.
David Moyes.
Oh, well, that's it, well, that makes
Moyes,
sense.
And it was the best game of football I ever watched, so forgive me.
Oh,
Moyes
God.
Resorted me to it.
You've missed so many good times under Fergie, Nick. If that's your highlight.
That was just of that season.
Nathan?
Hello.
Give us hope. Joanna?
I'm more confident than I was last year. I still don't think we're going to win the league unless we do something big in terms of, I think the keeper, I think Smalling looked good today. I think, so I still think we need a centre-back, but I'm a bit more optimistic in terms of defence now.
All right, where are we going to finish then? Where? Early, Mystic Meg.
Third.
I'm third.
I think we're all saying third.
So is that then because we've improved, or is that a failure and then...
Well, it's progress with the process, isn't it, really?
Right. I just don't think that City and Arsenal have strengthened that well.
City can't be as shit as they were last year.
I don't know.
They're older. They're an ageing side and they haven't really rectified that.
I think what
that.
They lacked last year, they've got in Sterling.
I did think that was quite a canny signing, unfortunately. I hate saying it, but he is a good
player. And Arsenal have improved dramatically with the signing of Cech. They've actually got a proper goalkeeper.
But they've still got a shit defence who look like they could wobble.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to suddenly win the league, but...
I always think with United, oh to have Ruud van Nistelrooy joining us right now. And we'd be...
Who would you have then?
What?
As a striker.
I'd have Ruud up top, Rooney behind.
No, I mean...
What, right now?
Available.
Ruud van Nistelrooy.
Still.
Would you have Benzema?
He wouldn't want to... You know, they're just... I don't want to fly by night. I don't want a player to come and they're there for the money and Real Madrid don't want them. I want someone to join who really wants to join us.
The players who are at the big... At Madrid's, the Barcelona's, things like that, in my opinion, signing them... To them, they see it as a step down.
Yeah. We've heard Rooney really likes Kane and he was trying to sell...
He is the deal, and he's there, and he's going to progress and continue being well. That's the kind of player you want, who is going brilliant. I'm going to United. The likes of any pretty much top European striker goes, yeah, all right, I'll do it for a few years. Gets here, realises what day-to-day life is like.
So you're saying you'd have an English player that you'd like?
Not necessarily English, but generally, if you're coming from the Dutch leagues, Scandinavia, anywhere like that, you do naturally look towards...
And I hope Van Gaal starts looking at our new system and think, right, we really need to do better here.
Is that his job, though?
Well, yeah, it is, because it should.
Years,
I know,
though,
but it should be part of the info. Because it sounds like corny, but I'd much rather if we spent another money on a midfielder, I'd rather see Pereira get some minutes, and I'd rather see Adnan get some minutes again.
We had some on the bench, but we didn't have any... youth system players.
No.
On the
Where's
pitch
Wilson
today?
Gone?
Well, they still rate highly, but he's got to take his chances, isn't he? But then, under the system of the process, he's not going to get that much time with the way
he's
playing.
And he's a striker. When was the last time United brought a striker through?
Danny Welbeck. No one mentions him anymore.
No, that is true, because I'd completely forgotten about him.
I forgot about him after he scored that goal and went off doing that daft celebration.
Yeah.
It's more difficult for a striker to come through as a youth player.
Right. So, and your summers, did you enjoy your summers without United?
No, at all.
No.
That was the first minute of football I've watched since the last game of the season.
Jesus.
You didn't even watch any of the Women's World Cup, John?
Surprisingly,
Nick's joke there, but he actually was sending WhatsApps talking about games, and we'd switch over and we'd see really, really bad defending. Yeah, Nick.
And the Copa America's on the
one
time
and
well.
Herrera, you see? Because Matt has said Herrera talks nonsense football games like you that no one's even heard of. No one needs anything going on.
This little thing.
Like someone earlier was saying, did you watch Brighton... Nuts Forest last night, and you think you need to get out on Friday night. Come on.
No, I did watch that last night.
I bet you wanted to, though.
I don't have Sky, but I would have watched it if I had to.
How do you watch so much football if you haven't got Sky?
Internet. Streaming.
Okay.
The internet's there for other things, Nick.
No.
That's for when the football's finished.
The internet is for porn and work.
Yeah, but I've used it for
John has to stuff. Clarify that he doesn't do porn at work. His bosses are listening. Right, we're going to leave on a happy note. Give me one positive, come on, completely, because people say we moan and we swear. We haven't really sworn, have we?
No.
You
mock.
Yeah.
Someone was
going to. Right, come on, John. Positive. One thing now.
We will be better than we were last year.
Mine is, I think Schneiderlin's going to be the real star. Possibly Darmian. Darmian sounds like it doesn't sound like an Italian sounding footballer, does it?
No.
But I like him. But I think Schneiderlin's going to be
the one. I like that we found someone who, out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's like there was no, like, dragged on, like, oh, we're going to sign this person, and it just appeared.
Yeah.
And he's only obviously played one league game, but I'm happy with him.
A negative is it's taken all this time and we're still only at the toll gate. Nick, what have you been driving? Right, come on. Positive.
The new shorts look lovely.
The white ones.
The white ones. They look fantastic.
Right.
I saw the third kit in person today and I don't
did
like
you? What, did he approach you? I had a saxophonist after selling. That was wonderful.
The
really,
kit's all right.
I really enjoyed someone playing the saxophone as I sold the mag. Brilliant, thank you very much for that. Right, on that note, I'm not sure I taped some of the crowd noises from the City game. Got very drunk that night and forgot I had them. So if I have them, you'll hear them now. And if I've forgotten and I was very drunk, you won't. All right, bye.
Bye.